Ginobili in between having reflux and having poor Ginobili.
Oh, thank you for telling Audio Boo that.
Are you actually getting alright?
Thanks, Mark. Good. Should I finish my wine first, or should I go for that afterwards?
I think you're doomed to be wearing
several. Yeah, I think you might be right. I go for the wine afterwards, I think. So I have Audio Boo here. I have stuck my nose in it. I have a glass of Armagnac with prunes.
I'd say that's about double plus prunes.
Double plus prunes, okay. And you have tartatin.
Yeah, which unlike in England, is actually proper tartatin.
It's proper.
It's loaded with kind of like apples, but as opposed to having one or
two. One or two, yeah. I have to say, this place is amazing.
It is.
I'm going to have a prune here. Yeah, this is good. Mark did wonders on his mane. He had a massive cassolet with everything under the sun in it. Including, he thinks, carpaccio of beef. Which he'd already had as a starter.
Yeah. It's a weird thing to put in a cassolet, but there's a lot of kind of raw meat coming out
from the bottom. Did it work?
To be honest, by that point, yeah,
anything worked. Yeah, he then ate 3/4 of a massive pile of French fries, a whole green salad, and half of some grilled Mediterranean vegetables. I say Mediterranean. You know what I mean? Aubergine, pepper stuff.
When you say that, it makes you sound greedy. They were put on the table as accompaniments to the food.
Did you have any mashed potato?
I didn't, no, not that bad.
So I had a bit of a goose with some mashed potato and the vegetables were amazing, out of this world actually. I mean, the goose was gorgeous, but there's only so much goose fat one can eat.
And I looked in the table with it and they had a steak.
Yeah.
I very almost have food there, me.
Really?
It would be very nice.
Did it? Oh, wow. Well, if we ever come back to Bordeaux, I think we'll come back here.
Well, you say that, we haven't had a bad meal yet in Bordeaux.
We haven't, it's true, yeah. Yeah, well, this is yours tomorrow. It's funny, if you had prunes in Armagnac in Britain, you'd have a bowl of prunes with a bit of Armagnac sprinkled over the top. In France, you get a huge glass of Armagnac. Well, yeah, a fairly big glass of Armagnac. With prunes...
Well, with the prunes, it's more than half a glass. I'm assuming a lot of that is a prune.
Prune juice too, yeah, it's true. But, yeah. It's a good dose of Armagnac,
yeah,
in it.
Yeah. Well, it's like a bombardment last night. Pre-dosing rum with extra rum on the side.
Oh, the rhubarb was amazing. Mm. You want to describe it for the booth? How big was it?
I can't even describe it. It was large cake size, I think.
Yeah, and we're talking, a cake for many, many numbers of people.
Mm. And this was the two of us.
Yeah. And the cake was already soaked in rum, and it came with a large glass of rum too.
Yes. It's like, can you imagine your Christmases when somebody soaks the Christmas pudding in brandy and then adds on brandy sauce? But it was more than that.
It was oozing rum.
It was already wet when I was like, do we want to add more rum?
Yeah.
I tried this on the first one and it very nearly dissolved in the rum.
Well, I think this is the equivalent of the meal that we had in Paris at the La Coppola.
Yeah, no, I don't want to do down yesterday,
though. Yeah, no, that's true. Yesterday was good.
You know, certainly on the main course, was about on the par.
Yeah. True. I mean, the previous day was brilliant, but they're all quite different in terms of presentation. Yeah. And I mean, here, they know how to cook food, and they give you masses of it.
Yes, yes. The portions are something else.
Well, the proportions are staggering here, quite frankly.
When you add in alvara down as well.
Mmm. Yeah.
Mmm. So this is basically the equivalent of an all-you-can-eat buffet done by Heston Blumenthal.
yes, basically. That'd be quite fun to do, actually, wouldn't it? When I win the lottery. Next time somebody has a party, we'll have a buffet and get...
The chef here,
too. Well, yeah, the chef here, actually. Mm. I presume I just drink from this glass when I finish scooping stuff out of it.
I don't know.
I mean, I'm not going to let all that Armagnac go to waste, am I? I'm going to be seriously drunk on the way home.
Good. Don't forget your wine, will you?
I won't forget my wine, but I think I'd better drink this because I might take it away before I have my wine.
Yeah,
you think I'm right in that, or...?
I think you're right in that. I'll go with that.
Unless I hang on to it and then drink my wine.
No, I'll go with that. Especially you already got the taste in your mouth.
All right, it's quite sweet, but I suppose I can quench my palate afterwards. So presumably Armagnac is a village somewhere in France in the same way that Cognac is. I looked up Cognac, by the way, to see how far away it was, but it is... It is quite away, yeah. It's in that direction, yeah. I think it would take it's a couple of TGV stops plus a local train.
Lourdes is 2 hours, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, we are still quite away from Lourdes. Though, if you do want to go there tomorrow, see if we can be cured. Cured of gluttony.
Well, yeah. there is a bit of a game show here with Lourdes, though.
Really? Well, a bit already.
Are you having a nap?
They're nice yet. Yeah, I thought we're not going to have tea or coffee or anything.
Oh, you don't want them. Oh, fair enough.
No, it's not. You've ordered it now. It's fine. I thought we were in for the long haul.
Well, nothing else, but they are cleaning over the
tables. Oh, right, okay. Fair enough.
I think they are pretty much...
There are people downstairs.
Yeah, there's one table
on the other. Right, I finished my Armagnac. I'm now going to drink some water, then go back to the wine.
Merci.
Can't get tea in our hotel, can we?
Tea?
Yeah. Oh, we can do it in the room, can't we? Yeah, but the chap at the bar didn't want to do it.
Yeah, I don't really understand that. What's up? Very weird. We're going out.
So, how's the bill looking? You've gone quiet. Does that suggest it's hideous?
No. My temper's gone up, but no. 115.
150. Okay.
15.
115?
yes.
Oh, that's pretty reasonable. It's about the sales we did in Paris.
Yeah, I didn't say it was hideous.
No.
I never meant it was hideous.
But no, you didn't, no. And they presume that have they charged us for the correct bottle of wine?
Yes.
Fine. Good. Good. I'm sorry for the burps.
And we've got 4 brownies, if you want.
Have we really? Oh, wow.
Yes.
Excellent.
Well, I'll give you a brownie.
I'll have them after my wine. I think, you know, I've already tried to cleanse my palate once, I don't need to do it a second time.
No.
I presume the bottle's empty, is it?
The bottle is gone, yes.
Good. Actually, that still tastes nice, even after the sweet stuff.
Give me some more water.
Ah, this has been good.
That'd be good. Very good.
Oh, they're now playing U2. It's not quite as good as Ray Charles.
No.
Do you think U2 is can you all now leave music?
Yes. We'll leave you with the king.
Yeah.
It's what my way used to be in clubs.
Yeah, it's true. Beautiful day. It is. Perfect day, really. Lunch, sleep, dinner. I can't think of a better way of spending the day, really.
Did she check at the bar? Did she tell you?
Did she what?
The ladies to check at the bar.
Oh, we pay at the bar?
Yes.
Okay, fine. So we'll pay on the way out.
Yeah.
No problem.
You need some help to go to the bar?
Is it okay if we wait until we've finished and then...
Don't worry about that.
On the way, there's no rush?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. No problem, thank you. Oh, there we go. No rush.
No.
It's all very civilised, isn't it?
It is. They seem to be set the tables until
we're ready for the morning.
Yeah, I know.
Should we come back for breakfast? Well, actually, we're never up in time for breakfast.
I think I've got food ready.
Sorry?
I've got a food baby to work off.
Food baby? Yeah. You go for a jog in the morning then?
I'm going to go on to daily talk and work. And it's struck again, it's got me. I reckon it's
again. Maybe you could just go and climb up and down that statue and back.
Yeah.
See if you can make it to the head.
I don't think it was the exercise that was worrying me about that type.
Could you get in? Is the head hollow? Can you get inside the head? I know you'd have to climb upside down in order to get there, but...
It would be very... logistically quite difficult.
Right.
You basically have to climb...
upside down?
Round the...
An overhang?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a boogie.
Yeah, I see. That could be quite complicated.
It's like the Bordeaux version of the Madonna with the big boogie.
And not in a painting. Or a sausage, for that matter.
Or a sausage. I miss that,
the Madonna with the big boobies, they hid it in sausages.
Hid it in sausages? Okay, fair enough. Yeah, okay. I always remember where they hid the radio, but yeah.
No, they rolled it up, and they created replicas of Madonna with the big boobies,
right, okay.
And they hid it in sausages.
Yeah.
And then they couldn't remember which sausage were which, and they were all sort of, you know. It went on for about four series.
Yeah.
I've got two series on DVD. Actually, I am rather partial to a lower low.
Rates on me after a while.
Does it?
Well, also, I'm also slightly perturbed that nobody remembers the Rami anymore.
Yeah.
The entire reason for remembering that, the entire perceive, doesn't work anymore. Nobody knows.
Well, I've never seen it. I just only know about it from reading about Lolo.
Oh, no, I only know about it because Dad used to watch it.
Oh, right, okay. Mm. They tried doing a they did an anniversary edition of Hello Hello, didn't they, last year sometime, but it was awful. It was painfully awful.
Yeah. Most of them are, though, you know, when they do that, it's never quite the same.
No. Well, they did it sort of with the remaining cast, because quite a good number of them have died.
Yeah.
And then sort of remembering different things that had happened or something, and then going back to original clips and
right.
It was all a bit silly, really.
Yeah, well, that's the thing also. Lolo, you can't do it kind of 10 years on.
Yeah.
10 years on, the entire contest.
Yeah, absolutely. If we lost.
We run a cafe and keep fun.
Yeah.
A bit boring.
That's true.
They could do it in 68. That might. 68. That might be quite fun.
68.
Yeah, the Paris
riots. Oh, I see, right, yeah, okay. A cafe in Paris.
What? Pardon?
You have a cafe in Paris.
Right, indeed. I can't remember where is
the
base. I don't remember.
Somewhere on the. I think it must be somewhere around the sort of Normandy coast or.
Yeah.
Certainly.
Or is it on the coast?
Well, I think it's relatively close to the coast.
Yeah. Makes sense, you wouldn't get too British ammo.
Yeah. Yeah, I always took it to be Normandy.
Mm.
Where is Brittany?
On the side, isn't it?
On the side, so basically north of here and west of Normandy.
I think so. Oh, yes. Because this is effectively Gascony, isn't it?
Is it? Yeah.
I can say it's Gascony.
Yeah.
Where D'Artagnan came from.
Sorry?
Where D'Artagnan came.
Is it really? Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, he was a rough Gascon.
The only thing I previously knew about Aquitaine was that it's where a lot of the round the world yacht races start from.
Oh, right. Isn't it? Why? Yeah, why?
Big maritime tradition, I think.
Right, okay.
Certainly the, the Vendée Globe starts. In Aquitaine.
No, I just wondered if there was any trade wind region or something. Yeah.
Well, I suppose you're straight out into the Bay of Biscay and in the Atlantic, aren't you? Yeah. So. What I'm looking for. I don't know, I think we found what we're looking for tonight.
Yeah. Well, I'm on my wallet, so.
Oh, yeah, apart from that. Oh, sorry, Mark.
Not at all. No. But, you know, it is technically cracked. I haven't found what I was looking for.
True.
So, but I can just find my camera when we get back.
That would be good if you could find your camera. Yeah. I agree. I think you really need to do something about your trouser situation.
My trouser.
So I'm going to pause this recording because I don't wish to talk about this in public.
You realise that I'm just talking.
All right, okay. I better clarify it just very briefly. Mark carries around his worldly no, not his worldly goods. Mark carries.
Mark carries around.
Well, theoretically,
crown jewels in his.
He carries around his crown jewels in his pocket. Yeah, absolutely. Mark carries around everything of value in his life. In. Pockets in his trousers.
Mark doesn't have very much value in his bag.
And from time to time, things drop out, like wallets and cameras and things. He needs to do something about this, and I'm going to give him a good talking to.
Very well.
So I'll finish
this
recording.
A chain might be the best way to go about
it. Sorry?
A chain might be the best way to go.
A chain, yeah. What, to chain you to something?
Well, that's not going to help.
Yes, it will, because you can't lose anything then, can you?
I can. I just can't pick it up when it falls down. You didn't think these things through,
did
you?
Oh, sorry. This song does have a sort of epic quality about it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It was made for stadia.
I think a lot of these two were made for stadia.
Yeah, it's true, yeah.
They're more frustrating than the...
Yeah.
Like, when they're good...
When they're good, they're really good. Awesome. When they're bad, they are utterly tedious.
Yeah.
It's true.
And that's not only really, like, lyrical as well, you're like... You can write songs. You can also write utter drivel.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't seem to be able to tell the difference.
And you've all got silly names to boot. I mean, Bono, what's that? A type of dog food?
Bono Vox.
Sorry?
Bono Vox.
Bono Vox?
Yes, that's very short for
it. Is it?
Good voice.
Right. Oh, right, okay. I didn't know that, okay.
About, well... His actual name is Paul Houston, isn't it?
Paul Houston.
Paul Houston.
That hasn't got quite the same ring about
no,
it.
No,
it
doesn't.
Houston is in the railway station.
No, Houston.
In... Sorry?
Houston.
That's what I just said. Houston is in...
No,
the...
not.
Sorry?
Not Houston. Houston.
Sorry?
Houston, not Houston.
Oh, Houston. Oh, sorry, I think it meant Houston is in the railway station in Dublin.
Was there a railway station in Dublin?
Yeah, but they then don't pronounce the H, so it becomes Houston.
Right.
Ironic, isn't it?
Yeah.
You get intercity trains to Cork. Intercity trains is a relative term in Ireland.
Yeah.
They go at about... They
from
go
the city to the town. Then.
Well, they go at walking pace, but...
Oh, I think you meant like having cities out for Dublin and Reading.
Yeah. Well, Dublin to Cork, which can't be over 90 miles, takes 3 hours.
I'm in the old country.
Sorry?
I'm in the old country.
Yeah, I think we should go and do that next, although Dublin is hideously expensive.
Brussels next.
Brussels, yeah. Mm. See, if we did Ireland, I could take Vanton.
Oh, right, yeah. Well, you can always do the North. Belfast.
Yeah, yeah, I wouldn't mind. I mean, I've been to Belfast for a day, but...
Oh, of course you have.
Well, I didn't really see much. I saw an office and I saw the airport, and that was about it, really.
Well, I've never done Belfast. Maybe I can prepare upon my exact figure now.
The city airport is George Best Airport, isn't it?
Okay, I said maybe I can prepare upon my exact.
No, no, I know, I know, I know, I know, I wasn't saying anything about that, sorry, I was...
Sorry, I thought you misheard me.
No,
yes,
it seems strange, doesn't it, naming an airport after an alcoholic?
Yes, yes it does.
I mean, it's not really setting the right expectations.
A jet-setting alcoholic.
A jet-setting alcoholic, yeah, okay.
There's that, I'm going to talk to you as well, but there's that great quote when ran for room service in a hotel.
Yeah.
And the bellhop turned up with two bottles of, I don't know what it was, but decent, say Dom Perignon.
Yeah.
And then comes in, he's naked on a king size bed with a Miss World next to him.
Yeah.
And he's smoking Cuban cigars. George, where did it go wrong?
George.
The bell comes in,
he's
George Best on the bed
with
a we're in this world and smoking cigars and whatever.
Yeah.
We'll go up and he looks at it and it's George, where did it go wrong?
Don't get it.
Okay, fine.
Can you explain?
Well, I didn't realise it was so, but it might be. Okay, well, George Best is known to waste his time because he's a drunkard.
Yeah,
womanizer and all this.
Yeah.
So Mohawk goes in and, you know, he's probably on his fourth club and he's not as good as he used to be and he's probably a bit paunchy and whatever.
Yeah.
So he goes in and he sees his boyhood idol.
Yeah.
Looking a bit, you know, worse for wear and of course George Best makes a point that, you know, I'm lying there expensive champagne and Miss World and well and Miss Bellhop's going, where'd it all go wrong? Well, I think it looks pretty good from my end. So, you know, I'm sitting there with Miss World and whatever.
I see. Maybe but if I'm sober I might get it, maybe.
I just think it kind of sums up to it.
Maybe.
I think he always felt that people thought he wasted his talent. And he was like, well, why? I have fun, I had a great life.
Yeah, wouldn't you if you had all that money?
What?
Wouldn't you? I think I would.
Exactly. I mean, there are thingies to that, caveats to that. I mean,
I'm asleep.
His family probably have a reasonable right and everything.
Yeah, absolutely. Else, I probably wouldn't spend every penny on you know, I'd like to think I would give quite a lot away, but, you know, I certainly want to enjoy myself.
We also had that great, I spent millions on wine, women and song and wasted the rest of it.
Yeah, I could certainly spend it on wine. I could spend a good amount on fee. Song. Fee Knight might not want me to spend it on song. Unless it was her song.
Yeah. You could launch her career.
I could do. Yes, that's a good point, yeah. Yes, on the Robert label.
Johnson, surely. You got the
music pedigree.
Yeah, the music pedigree. Don't waste that.
That's a good point, the Robert Johnson label, yeah. They are trying to get us out now, it smells of bleach.
Yeah, well, it might be the last one,
yeah. Ironic, isn't it, you know? The British people in the restaurant end up being the last ones in.
Yeah, we've had friends and friends.
Sorry?
We've out-French the French,
yes, I see what you mean, yeah. It's true. Right, well, I'm going to pause this here and take a picture of you to add on to the thing and stuff, really.